This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Now, if you're wondering why we're cranking Bone Thugs, Jeff and I were brainstorming what music we needed to bring London Fletcher in, and we thought
something
Cleveland.
From Ohio, baby.
London, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I will say this. This is the first time I've ever been brought into the Thuggish Ruggish Bone, but I like it, man. That takes me back to my roots.
That's the way you play ball, dog.
I thought you'd like it, man.
Oh yeah, I play golf like that too sometimes, you know.
Well, I know you don't stop talking the whole damn
Unfortunately,
round.
Unfortunately, I know. Yeah.
And if you come out on the right side, you'll stop talking till you see him again.
I'm gonna talk what I lose or win. So that's the thing.
So Fletch, let's talk about. It's been a really busy couple days now for Washington, going back to kind of. The first trade for Debo, then the trade for Tunsil, some subsequent moves. Let's start with Debo. What do you think of that move? What do you think he brings to Washington?
Yeah, I really like the move of adding Debo. You look at our offense from a year ago and you say, hey, what do we need? We needed more playmakers, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Was always constantly looking for a true, consistent number two receiver. But I think with Debo, he's more than just a receiver. You saw how San Francisco utilized him, doing different things, using him as a running back at times. Obviously, as a receiver outside, he can play the slot. You can do jet sweeps with him. He's a playmaker, and you just want to get the ball into his hands. You want to have more weapons, more playmakers at the disposal of Jaden Daniels, and let's see what this offense can do. You also will look at another guy that defenses have to pay attention to. You can't just say, hey, we're going to roll coverage over Terry and not really worry about the other guys, force them to beat us. That's a guy that you have to truly game plan for from a defensive standpoint. And he brings some toughness to the football team.
Yep.
That physicality, that toughness, his mindset, it cannot be overstated. When you want to be a physical football team, you need to have physical type of guys. And it's rare that you have receivers that bring that physicality. He's one of the most physical players in the National Football League.
I'm wearing flannels all year, Fletch. Big Debo.
Yeah.
And look, but I'm supposed to be doing this thing with Maddie on Monday, and she was asking me to let her know what I thought were my favorite moves. And I went straight to Bobby Wagner coming back because I understand it's a 1 year deal. But if you look at the impact he had on not just the defense last year, both sides of the ball, the whole team, the coaches, everything. The importance of bringing him back because he could teach guys one more year and then this thing is ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about the season last year when they went through the losing streak. I don't know if it was three or four games. I can't remember how many games it was. But it was Bobby, as you remember, when he addressed the media after one of the losses, and he was like, hey, we're going to turn this thing around. And sure enough, he was not just an excellent player from on the football team, but the presence, the leadership, the sounding voice, the guy who kept guys focused and understand the task at hand, that you're going to have some ebbs and flows, some highs and lows that take place during the season. So re-signing him was a major importance from my standpoint as well. I thought it was a no-brainer. I didn't think there was any way that they would let him out of the building and not bring him back because of the productivity on the football field, but also what he brought to the locker room, in the meeting room, and also just his presence and his winning pedigree.
Yeah, I'm with you, Fletch. I thought Ertz and Bobby were definitely coming back. Sure enough, they end up coming back. And I remember, I want to say it was after the Cowboys lost at home, that third straight loss, and nobody really knocked them for losing to the Steelers or the Eagles, but it was then the loss to Dallas at home. People are like, oh my God, what's happening? The sky is falling. And he was just like, this is football. These are long seasons. And I wonder, I mean, for both of you guys that played in the league a long time, how important is it for young guys, maybe even a guy like Jaden Daniels that seems totally unflappable, but to hear that in that moment from within your locker room?
It's extremely important because, especially when you look at the season, and at one point the team was riding on a high and everybody's patting them on the back, and then you go through that three-game losing streak and the criticism all of a sudden starts to come in, and the national media, the local media, they're saying, all right, well, this is the team that we thought they would be coming into the season. And for these young guys who don't understand that this is a long season and you're going to have those ebbs and flows, highs and lows, you have to be able to focus week in and week out, day in and day out, regardless of how the season's going, whether you're on a five-game winning streak or a three-game losing streak. You have to come in there with the same mindset each and every week, ready to work, not let the outside noise, whether it's good or bad, determine how you're going to play, determine how you're going to approach your craft. So having a guy like Bobby, having a Zach Ertz, some guys who have been to the mountaintop, who have experienced winning the Super Bowl, having those type of guys, because one thing to hear from a coach, but when you have a teammate and guys in that locker room, well-respected guys in that locker room, that can constantly emphasize that message, it goes a long way.
But they seem to be getting bigger defensive tackles. I'm talking about guys 6'5", 320, things like that, 330, 6'3", 330. How important is that, the size, but also the ability for guys to protect linebackers?
It's important, but also, you know, scheme. That depends on the scheme, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, from the standpoint of are you asking your defense alignment to eat blocks, so to speak, or are you asking to be better penetrators? I will say this. You have to have defense alignment that the offensive line and the offensive coaches respect and feel like, hey, we have to get this guy blocked. If we don't get him blocked, he's going to game wreck. You think about the Philadelphia Eagles and a guy like Jalen Carter and also Milton Williams, who's no longer there. Those guys were game wreckers for the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Kansas City Chiefs knew that. We knew that, and how much they created havoc on our offense. But just from the standpoint, when you look at what was the real weak link of this defense of a year ago, stopping a run.
Yeah.
We love the sacks, and we love, hey, you know, getting interceptions. But it's hard to rush the passer in third and one, third and two. You ain't pinning your ear back to rush the quarterback. You got to get him in some third and sixes, third and sevens, third and eight pluses in order to be able to rush the quarterback. And how do you do that? You have to be able to stop the run. And we just weren't stout enough in the trenches, especially in the interior defensive line. There were times where we allowed too much penetration, especially if it was a double team block, things like that, where, quite frankly, the defensive tackles at times were in the linebacker's lap. And I don't give a damn who you got back there, who you got playing linebacker. It's hard to make a tackle with an offensive lineman in your lap, yeah, and a defensive lineman in your lap. And it's not a knock on anybody. It's just, hey, they understood it. That's why they went out and they addressed it. So I'm not saying anything that they didn't see. And when you look at who are we competing against, first and foremost, we're competing with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Definitely.
They have a massive offensive line. Saquon Barkley is a problem. He's problem number one. You cannot achieve your goal as a team, as a defense, allowing, you know, I think we were 30th, 31st, whatever we were, stopping a run. That lower, bottom third, bottom five of the league and stopping a run. You cannot, that's not sustainable. We have to get better at stopping a run so we can earn the right to rush the passer, which will allow us to get off the field, to create more turnovers, to get the ball back to Jaden and that offense.
Absolutely.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm curious, specifically on Javon Kinlaw, what you think of his game and how he helps them. There's talk of him maybe even kind of playing the edge more in Washington with that size. Would be pretty remarkable.
I love the size, 6'5". I really liked him when he came out of college, just studying him when he came out of college. I was working for CBS Sports back then, and we were doing, like, mock stuff, and, you know, we looked at him. Adam Peters knows him. Darrell Tapp knows him. Darrell Tapp, who's a defensive line coach. So they have intimate knowledge of him. And the thing that kills me, man, you hear our fan base and critics saying, hey, we spent too much money over him. These guys know what they're doing. They ain't pay him $15 million a year because they were bidding against themselves. They paid him $15 million a year because that's what they had to pay him. Trust me, somebody else was going to pay him some money. And these teams talk and these organizations talk. I think back to when I was a free agent and came to Washington and Joe Gibbs and Detroit Lions were recruiting me, and also Washington. And you know, my agent was negotiating with Washington, and Coach Gibbs called Detroit with Matt Millen at that time. I think he was your former teammate, and say, hey, are you going to pay London? And Matt Millen said, hell yeah, we're going to pay London. So they talk. These organizations talk.
Yeah.
They got friends on different staff. So they didn't pay him $15 million per year out of the accountants of their heart. They had paid him that type of money because that's what they had to pay him. And he's going to be a good football player for them. Love the size. Heavy-handed guy, can provide some pass rushing interior. But you look at where we struggled last season. It was in the interior,
stopping a run.
You got a guy who can do that, but also provide some pass rush as well.
Yep.
I'm with you.
I'm glad you said it, though. Coaches, like, people it's more talking, and the thing about it is this. The GMs and all have more information than we have. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have done
right.
that. Well, they know what they have to pay. We are assuming they know.
I totally agree.
Exactly. And correct me if I'm not wrong. Didn't Adam Peters put together a roster that got us to the NFC Championship a year ago?
Yeah.
I think the guy knows what he's doing. Him and his staff, they know what they're doing, man. It just amazed me all you know, you're going to trust him on one thing, but then, oh, he overpaid for Larry McTunson. You're not getting a damn left tackle in this, a starting left tackle of his caliber without paying for it. Like, unless it's a Trent Williams type of situation, that just does not happen. You got to pay for talent. Talent cost, and having that blind side of Jaden Daniels shored up and being able to say, hey, we got a left tackle that's going to we don't have to worry about it. And that allows them to move Brandon Comer wherever he's going to be. I think he'll be an outstanding guard if he ends up there. That's going to make us a lot better football team.
Yep. I think with Tunsil, that move is so significant, but we live in a world where people kind of only pay attention to skill positions. The Tunsil, how much do you think that impacts the entire offensive line? You're probably moving Coleman to right tackle. Wiley's probably your day one right guard while Cosmi recovers from the knee injury. I mean, how much better as a group is that, especially once Cosmi comes back?
I think it's significantly better. You know, I think you added, by adding Tunsil, you added two starters to the offensive line. Now you have the flexibility of whether you want to put Brandon Coleman at right guard, you want to have him at right tackle. I mean, I'm sorry, right guard, right tackle, or left guard. You know, Biotis, he's solid at the center. Nick Allegretti, what do you do with him? So they have versatility. I'm going to trust them to they have a plan of where they want those guys to go. And once Sam comes back, you'll have another guy. And you can never have too many offensive linemen.
Not at all.
The depth of that unit, because guys get hurt, they get banged up. You got Wiley, who can play guard, who can play tackle. So it just creates a lot more flexibility, a lot more depth. But I think ultimately, if they end up putting Coleman at a guard and left guard, and maybe Allegretti can play, he can play right guard. I think he was a swing guy when he's with the Chiefs.
Yep.
That just makes that offensive line so much better until Sam Cosmi comes back.
I say get the best five on the field.
Wiley, Allegretti, and even Coleman. Now, Coleman's was at the college level, but they have a lot of versatility depending on what you need. And over the course of 17 games, man, there's going to be nights where there's going to be days where, oh, man, that lineman can't go today. Luckily, we can move this dude here and then plug this guy in there. The two other guys.
You get more size in the interior. And I'm just so assuming if Coleman ends up in a guard position, you get bigger in the interior.
Yep. Two other dudes I wanted to ask you about. Will Harris, they signed yesterday. What's remarkable about fans is 2 years ago, everybody freaked out when they lost Curl. Nobody was excited about Chin. 1 year later, everybody's freaked out they lose Chin. Now they've signed Will Harris. I remember the Saints game we all went down and worked in December. He had a couple licks in that game on Commanders wideouts. What do you think of Harris, violently. Fletch?
Yeah, I don't know a ton about him, but I've obviously seen some of his hits that have been, you know, circulating through the internet since we signed him. You got him for half the cost of what Jeremy Chinn would have cost him, and you know, a guy who he's played corner, he's played safety, he's played the slot, he's been in the box at times. So another guy who can do a lot of different things. They understand the role that they want that position to play, and they feel like Will Harris is a guy that can do that for them. So, you know, they know what they're doing again. Look at the free agents they signed a year ago. Jeremy Chinn being one of them. Frankie Louvel, who came out and played outstanding. You know, not household name, so to speak, to a lot of different people. But these coaches, they know what they're doing. These the front office people, they know what they're doing. So I'm gonna trust them, and I'm excited to see these guys take the grass when the time comes.
Last one for me, because this is a different body style than they have had. Eddie Goldman is just a house of a dude. Goldman played, he only played probably like 35% of the snaps last year for Atlanta, but was healthy in all 17 games. What do you think bringing in a guy with true like nose tackle size does? Maybe it's short yardage. I don't know how they plan on deploying him, but that one caught my eye.
JP, what do you mean how they plan on this deploying? It's going to be a run stopper.
I thought he might be a kick returner.
We struggle stopping the run. he's a zero. He probably can play some one, and maybe if he has to play some three, depending on like the offensive line. I mean, the tight end shifting to, you know, to from one side to the to another side. But he's a run stopper. He's a guy more than anything. He has size, and he's going to be stout in the middle of that defense. You cannot allow teams to just run the ball at will against you. So that was one of the issues. They identified that. That's why he was a guy that they signed in free agency.
There you go. Hey, London, I'm guessing you just got to the golf course. I hear your car door opening. So we'll let you go.
It's 80 degrees in Charlotte.
Oh, man.
We got about 70, 68, 70.
Today's kind of cold. We've gotten there this week, though.
Yeah.
Enjoy, man. Hit them straight. Thank you for making time for us.
All right, Fletch. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys. All
right, bro.
That's our guy, London Fletcher. You can follow him at LFletcher59, one of the greats for the Burgundy and Gold at the linebacker position. Appreciate his time. We are going to open these phone lines up for a hair here. We got to get some bleep yous off our chest. I have a hell of a story from a parking lot. Nobody go anywhere.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.